Here we've got a mock-up of the admin and page attachments menus, and we're going to want to hide them on the page load. So let's take a look at what the code looks like. Here we've got our document ready function, and I'm going to just say, okay, page attachments div dot hide. Let's go back to the page, refresh, and our page attachments magically vanishes. Now, if instead I wanted to hide all the elements that have a class of menu, I've applied a class of menu to the page attachments div right here, and I've also applied it to the admin tools menu. So both at the same time. So we can get two for the price of one. I'll refresh. They're both gone now. Now, the jQuery CSS selectors can get very, very fancy. Here I've got a selector that says, hide all menus, but only if they are direct children. That's what this greater than sign means. It means a direct child of a div with class of top level. So I'm going to save that, refresh the page. Nothing happens because I haven't applied that top level. I've still got the menu there, but not the top level. So let us add a class of top level to the admin tools link. Save that. If we refresh, only the admin tools hides itself. If instead we move this up to the containing div, now notice that there is no div with class of menu that is a direct child of top level. If we refresh, they're both back. So you can get very fancy selectors. Now, if I remove this, I've removed the requirement for it to be a direct descendant. This now means any grandchild. If I refresh here, they both disappear. So you can do a lot of different things with CSS style selectors in jQuery. And in the next section, we'll be looking at not only how to make the menus disappear, but how to toggle between being visible and invisible.